What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Rumors Roundup and everything that you need to know WWE.
Yes, indeed. Pardon my lighting. Just ignore this, but do not ignore the news we have for you guys. I don't know if you guys have heard, but John Cena actually was in an interview talking about the new Fast and Furious 9 movie that he is indeed starring in. He was talking about Taiwan, and he mentioned it as a country, and apparently it is not. China and the Chinese people actually were really pissed about that. Even the fans of John Cena and the WWE were pissed about that. So he took to social media, actually apologizing in Mandarin. He actually had this to say. I'll read it from my phone. He goes, "I love and respect China and Chinese people. I'm very, very sorry for my mistake." Of course, in Mandarin. Give him a break, I say. Give him a break.
Yeah, I mean, people around the world are a little bit too hypocritical these days. It was an honest mistake, and he seemed generally sorry. So I think we should let this one slide.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Behead him? I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so speaking about good WWE news here, we have the WWE returning to live shows with fans in the stands July 16th in Houston, Texas, Matt. So yes, exciting to indeed. Hear this news.
Finally, after a good 2 years it's been almost, oh man, we're getting back on the road.
Houston, Texas, all right. Everything's bigger right in Texas, and so is the WWE, I guess.
Well, this is like a humpback whale right now, or a camel, I'll say, with bad news to good news, then going down back to bad news, plus going down again, raw viewership. Oh, boy, I was stunned to actually hear this. Per Bleacher Report, I'm reading it from my phone here. Raw average low viewership this last Monday with hour one, 1.66 million viewers. Hours two, same as 1.66. And then the third hour dropped 1.55 million viewers. So they steadily were stuck at 1.60 million viewers for the full show of Raw. Now, that is pretty bad.
That's abysmal, really. And people have been saying for years that the Raw show doesn't really need that third hour. People really think that it drags on. So maybe with the low viewership, WWE will really take into consideration having both shows be 2 hours, just like SmackDown is.
But from bad news to good news to bad news to good news, well, let's go to some good news. Mark Henry actually wanting one more run. What did you say? He lost 40 pounds, Kyle. He wants another 10.
Yeah, dude, the world's strongest man. He wants one more match. That he said in his own words that he never really got that goodbye match to say goodbye in front of the fans because the whole pandemic and everything like that. And it just didn't sit well in his head and in his thoughts. Saying that he wants to be able to do what every other good WWE superstar has done before they've retired by putting over a young superstar who he thinks can be the future of the WWE. And good on Mark Henry, saying that he's been in the best shape that he's been ever in his career, saying, "I'm not sure how long I can match in the last in the ring, but it will certainly be a good match. And I would be super excited to see the world's strongest man back in the WWE ring."
One more real power slam. We'll see who the real power slam man. We got Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley. Nope, I say Mark Henry.
One more entry into the world, into the... what is the Hall of Pain? Hall of
Pain. Yes, indeed. Hey, well, we got two more to go. Let's get right into the next one. Edge to actually return on the first SmackDown in person. People are speculating, so that could maybe set up a match between him and John Cena, because people do expect John Cena to show up on the first SmackDown with fans.
Yeah, I mean, July 16th. It seems like WWE is really trying to pull out all the stops for this first show with fans live in the stands. And, could we see a John Cena Edge match after all these years? Could they be setting something up like that? I would absolutely love to see this.
I would too. I think Edge's time, it's got to come close. And I think that would be the perfect match to set it off. But let's get to our last one. I think this one is just one that I am super stoked about. So recently, guys, Alexa Bliss has brought a new friend into the universe. Lily, she's like a kind of Alexa Bliss type of character, kind of making Alexa Bliss evil mean. It's weird, but it's enjoyable to watch. So people are speculating that there is going to be a formulated type of person or character on TV as Lily, and people are expecting possibly Paige or Nikki Cross.
Yeah, and I've heard even some more wild things. It could be Becky Lynch. Can we imagine that?
Now, I think
that'd
we're too
be
early
absolutely
on.
Insane.
Oh, yeah. I think we're too early on to explain what could probably happen. I mean, it looks like Lily has been lurking in the dark, looking at some superstars, kind of staring some down recently in the past few weeks. But I don't know how this is going to work out. We're going to have to wait and see what they're going to do and write these storylines.
I do want to say for Alexa Bliss, you know, she's had some ups and downs these past few days, as WWE was a little upset with a photo shoot that she did, and then unfortunately, her lovely pig Larry passed away. R.I.P. to Larry. Great,
Matt. That was sad. We heard good things about that pig.
You never love to see a pet go, and some sad news for Alexa Bliss. I hope that she's doing all right. I know. And I want to see her back on TV soon, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, that was it for our weekly rumors and roundup of everything that you need to know WWE. Let us know what you think about these rumors. Always like, comment, and subscribe. And we will see you for a Friday night SmackDown recap on Saturday and a NASCAR race recap on Sunday. Peace out.
Peace out, guys. Stay tuned.